This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Josefa Velasquez reports at Politico New York that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, likes, quote, the general direction, end quote, of the Republican proposal for health care announced this week, while Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand denounced the bill. The new bill, the American Health Care Act, would replace the Affordable Health Care Act. On Talk 1300 Radio March 8th, Faso said, quote, well, I need more answers, but I like the general direction in which they're trying to move to a more patient-centered healthcare system, employing some important insurance market reforms. Other changes have to happen in legislation where we'd have to have at least some Democratic support in the U.S. Senate to pass, end quote. Gillibrand, speaking on the Senate floor March 8th, said, quote, I rise to oppose the American Health Care Act. This bill would destroy the Affordable Care Act, even though the Affordable Care Act has given more Americans access to quality, affordable health care than ever before in our history. It would force middle-class families to pay more money for less care. It would leave more people uninsured by a lot. It would allow insurance companies to charge older Americans with what is essentially an age tax, as if our parents and our grandparents don't already pay the insurance companies enough for their care. End quote. Read the full story at Politico New York. The Greene County Council on the Arts announced the recipients of re-grant awards through the Greene County Initiative Program on March 8th. With 12 local non-for-profit organizations in Greene County, awarded $26,000 for 2017. Wave Farm, the parent organization of WGXC, was awarded $2,700 for their Wave Farm residency program. Other winners included the Zadok Pratt Museum in Prattsville, Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill, jazz group Planet Arts, the Music and Art Center of Greene County for a Ukrainian classical music series, East Durham's MJQ Irish Cultural and Sports Center, Hunter's Catskill Mountain Foundation, Cooksacki's Bronk Museum, Catskill's Bridge Street Theater, and the Altamura Center for the Arts. Panelists choosing the awards included Deborah Allen, former publisher of Black Dome Press in Hensonville, Peter Keitel, formerly SUNY Albany Assistant Director of Financial Aid and Program Associate at the State Education Department, as well as being a visual artist in Greenville. Dina LeBeau, artist and creator of the New York Communal Table, Art Plus Talk Plus Food and Blog in Catskill. Judith Moss, choreographer and dancer who has toured internationally in Prattsville. Michael Moss, musician in Prattsville. And David Wooden, attorney and conductor of Catskill Community Orchestra. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that Albany County Executive Daniel McCoy discusses expanding internet access to Burn and Knox at his State of the County address March 6th. The next day, McCoy told the Enterprise that the county had put out a request for proposals to expand internet access and is working with an internet provider to arrange it by the end of the year. Hudson Valley Wireless was the only company to answer the county's request for proposals, said county spokesman Mary Rozak. Hudson Valley Wireless was the fifth largest recipient of the Connect NY broadband grant program and is installing service in parts of Albany, Washington, Rensselaer, Warren, and Saratoga counties, according to its website. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Bill Williams at 98.5 FM reports that the three screens at Fairview Cinema 3 in Hudson will go dark March 19th. Theater owner Bruce Mitchinson is closing down the theater that opened with one screen in the early 1970s. Lion is the final film that will be screened at the Fairpoint Avenue Theater. See the Oldies 93.5 FM website for more information. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.